I know a little bit of air came on a while ago, so a few of you should be happy. I know I am. I said I'm just going to have to quit wearing a robe completely. I try to not wear it in the summertime because it's so hot, but then the day, I don't know. I'll be so glad when the Lord says, you're not going to have this anymore, and I'll say, bless you, my. But anyway. This morning, this week is looking at the lectionary stuff for today, the third Sunday of joy. John's gospel is Luke's gospel speaks of John rather of the when he was talking to the folks that were around him and he was getting ready to do the baptism and all kinds of things of Jesus, and he stands up and he calls the people there a brood of vipers. He calls them just basically, you're just sorry people. He stands up and he preaches to them. He tells them how awful and terrible they are. And then, of course, a few of them actually continue to follow and come back to hear more. I don't know how well that would have went today, so I decided to stay with Philippians like I was going to preach on last Sunday. But this Sunday, it continues in Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 4-7. This is Paul talking today, and these are exhortations and all kinds of rejoicing and salutations, as he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with the thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The Word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You so much for this day that You've given us. We know, Lord, as we come to this time, that we come, Lord, asking Your blessings to be upon us, asking Your mercy to hold us close, asking, Lord, in these moments that we are here this day, that You allow our hearts to be opened, our ears to be opened, to not only hear, but to truly listen and allow the words that You have given me this day, Lord, to be pleasing in Your sight. My rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.